You guys ready to rock and roll on this?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright. Here we are, back in the studio.
Yeah!
For the final... Thank you.
You don't have to clap.
For the final episode of the Dizzy Ramblers...
Yes!
June Summer Games Month.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought they were going to say final episode of our
show. The bane of my existence. Mm-hmm. We've had to do Dungeons & Dragons. We've had to do basketball. I've had to do put on my athletic shorts and get out of the studio and do things I didn't want to do. And now it's over, and I'm back in my comfortable podcast chair. It's going to be a great night. We've had guests arriving on the Rambler carpet all evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, our studio is packed tonight, honestly. We have, our normal Ramblers are here, of course. I'm John Shaw. Sam Bear is sitting across from me. My old friend. My oldest friend.
That's
go
me.
Ahead. Go ahead. Say something. Go ahead, Sam. Say your
bucka bucka. that's my normal catchphrase when we're in the studio. Is I like to harken back to the old time vaudevillian comedians who all had like cool little zingers they could say like that. So bucka bucka. Glad to know ya.
My friend.
Rhyme. My friend. They didn't care back then. Nothing was being recorded. There was no posterity. They would say that shit, and people would be like, "I think that rhymed, dear." I guess now I'll look like an idiot.
I think you always do. I think you're excited for the same reason to me that we're back in the studio for the first time in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a more relaxed environment.
I mean, finally, I'm once again not wearing pants, so that's what I'm all about in the Disney right. Ramblers podcast studio.
Let's cut over to the other Rambler, Brett
hey.
Trail.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot, man.
You got a fun show planned?
I have nothing planned. I'm looking forward to loaded questions, because that's all the
Is
planning.
That what we're doing tonight?
That's all the planning we need, man.
No, you're right.
Like, and so I'm totally stoked about that. I was thrilled to start the Dizzy Rambler Summer Games.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled to end it.
Yeah.
I am so glad to be back in the studio. It's so comfortable here. And it sucks, like, all the hustle and bustle of putting that shit together.
We've got an extra large size table, too, today. Mm,
that's true. This is knock on glass, folks, because you could break this shit.
Wow. It's fancy. All right, now returning from our D&D podcast, we have Lola V, of Hello. Course, who actually, you returned a week later. I can't believe you actually
2 weeks
came
later.
Back.
Well, I guess a week.
It's a week. It's okay. A week.
Sorry. An Amish week.
An Amish week. a Klingon week. Anyway. No, you came back, which is a surprise altogether, because the guests, once they come once, typically they're just, that's the end of that. They never speak to us again. They move out of state.
Much like most of the women I have sex with. That's once I come once. Sorry, guys. That was a derailing.
Yes, that was a derailing. Lola, what's going on? How's it going? How's it feel to be back or amongst, like, you haven't been in the studio before. We remodeled.
I know, it is a much more relaxed environment than last time. The Dungeons & Dragons game was a lot of fun, but I think this is going to be a little more laid back. I'm looking forward to that.
It is, but be prepared to cry.
Absolutely. I've been prepping all week. I've got my sniffle down to an art.
We should have brought a box of Kleenex. We didn't think
that. That would have been the one drop we needed.
No,
there's
one thing
in the potty.
We'll use toilet paper if we have to. The one thing I always say is we never have played a game of Loaded Questions where someone didn't go home crying. And I think that's true. In a way, at least.
Well, first, let's just say...
Let me finish the introduction. Let's finish the introduction, Sam. Hold on.
Can I ask Lola a question?
Yes, she's been officially introduced, so you can interact with anyone who's been officially introduced.
I can Katie Couric you and just step on your questions and ruin your whole interview.
Hey, you're gonna Oprah Winfrey me for all I care.
You're gonna marry me and I'm really gonna be a lesbian and you're just gonna make a bunch of money.
I think you had a question for Lola.
How much has your life been impacted since that Dungeons & Dragons episode? Because it's been a couple weeks.
Everyone's
heard episode one, everyone's heard episode
know.
Two by now. We're on the fourth week of our Dizzy Rambler Summer Podcast series.
What?
So, what major tremors have happened in your life and career since that episode went up?
Well, I would say that playing Dungeons & Dragons with you guys for the first time definitely impacted my life, because so many of the people that I hang around, that I, you know, that I'm really good friends with, they all still play regularly, like some of them like once a week. So they're like, oh my god, we gotta write you a character, you're never gonna get away. So
that's awesome.
That I have more hangout time with my friends now because of you guys.
Yeah, see?
We bring people together. The Ramblers bring people together.
Yeah,
we
we're
do.
All about that positive energy here on the Dizzy Ramblers.
We are. Even though I hate everyone and everything,
oh
I'm all about
yeah,
positive
no,
energy. I'm all about positive energy. Okay. All right. In addition to Lola, we have Corey Yancey back, also from the D&D show.
Hey,
a huge. We've been getting all kinds of notes about that episode. People
I just got a telegram a minute ago.
Yeah.
Boop 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 boop. I'm not going to read it, though.
Corey, you're also back for the second time. You're officially in the studio. You've been here when we weren't recording for tours and stuff.
Right.
But you haven't officially been during a broadcast. So what do you think of, like, actually... How's the seating?
Oh, it's
We flew
it's
these in
great.
From Tokyo.
It feels absolutely marvelous.
There's a koi pond inside this table. I wanted to keep up the red tablecloth thing, so...
We only whip out the koi pond regular table we have enough guests, so it has to be, like, a extra large size thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, too bad this is filmed.
Hey, they'll never know. They'll never make it to... We'll never see the light of day of that film.
Well, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome because, well, you should be honored because we're, what was it this week, Brett? We're number 13.
13.
On the podcast, Podomatic Network.
Yes.
On the TV film category. Yes.
13.
Yay.
13.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're early into it. Let's
yeah, do it, Brett.
Let's
do it. Break it down.
Go ahead and throw in a promotion for Podomatic.com.
Yeah,
You know what? Like, check them out.
Trail tank it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Podomatic. You're in the trail tank.
Podomatic, you are in the trail tank. All right, now check them out. Click on TV and film. And right now, we are rocking the 13 spot. Unlucky
second page.
13. Yeah, if I could pick a number, that's probably where I'd want
it. Same here.
I'd be 14.
And,
love 14. I love the number 14.
Well, you're a hopeless romantic.
So we got like we're looking good, but who's ahead of us?
I wonder
who's on who's on our warpath.
It sounds like a bunch of jabronis to me, Brad.
It does.
Please,
like I think like I'm gonna like bounce on both ropes and like give him the people's elbow right now. All right, well who's ahead of us? Number 12, we got Dad's Army Podcast. You know what? I don't want to rip on that too hard. Just
I like Dad's. I like mine.
Yeah, like you know, I
Father's Day. You know, just a couple weeks ago,
and he was like, he was in the army and shit. Like for all I know, he like knows like some people, and like I might like get a bullet to the head.
Well,
like,
Brett,
like,
can I give you a counterpoint real quick?
Yes.
I don't want to slow us down, but this kind of reminds me of the Creedence Clearwater Revival song "Fortunate Son." Sounds like Dad's Army Podcast is by a guy who got his son out of the army.
Yeah.
Someone who did some favors in the Vietnam War. I don't want to say that.
No, you know what?
It's pretty specific.
Like, but you know what? I like where you got me back on track. All right, we got next. We got number 11. We got Shot, Chopped, and Scored. What do they talk about? Music scores? Who the fuck cares about that? Podcasts on it? What?
Yeah, come on.
Save
it for an audio medium or something, huh?
Get out of here with that. Okay, Conversations with Kim is in number 10 spot.
Is that like a sex show?
Unless
you know
it's
what?
Kim Darby, I don't
sex
care.
Question?
You know what? Like, there's like...
Kim Darby?
Podomatic.
From True Grit?
Podomatic is riddled with Kim Possible podcasts.
Oh, that
and,
one!
Yeah, and I bet it's another one of those damn things.
Lola, did you watch Kim Possible ever?
No, honestly, I didn't.
I saw it.
I can't believe you're being that honest with us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's a, you know, podcast for a bunch of brony cloppers, if you ask me.
Exactly. That's where my mind went, is like, I guess there's a smaller version of the people who like to have sex with My Little Pony, who like to have sex with 13-year-old little girls for spies.
Right. If we get enough letters, we'll watch an episode of Kim Possible. If we get five Rambler Forum letters.
We should do a Kim Possible episode.
We should
blow up under water.
Like, that's a great idea. Like, I think we should do that. Like,
and for that week, we should change our icon to this
picture
of Kim Possible.
we'll be fucking number one.
It should be It should be Kim Possible.
No,
it should be Kim Possible week for real.
Yeah,
we should really do this.
Alright, who we got next?
That's how ideas are born.
Dragon and the Wolf. And what is that? Podcast with an apostrophe S at the end? Like good start.
Yeah, it's really said Dragon and the Wolf podcasts. Like it's the podcast owning us or them.
Yeah, no, that's funny. That's a very deep title, or else a typo. all right, we got the Coloristos. What can I say about them? Like,
nothing. Move on to the next.
Yeah,
one.
What did you say? It was a Three Amigos like cover.
It was a
like,
Three Amigos picture.
Okay,
and like, I guess that means that these guys support murderer John Landis, convicted murderer John Landis.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I guess so.
Moving on to the UK scriptwriters. Okay, like a whole fucking podcast about teas and crumpets. I'm sure. Like, probably talk about people they've rubbed elbows with at, like, conventions. All right, Focus Store, number 6. I don't know what the fuck that means, but focus could not be a more cliche term to use.
Boo.
Boo. All right, five, the Black Tribbles.
The Black Tribbles! I'll give a shout out to them.
You know what, they like, I have checked out their page, like, they're pretty cool. They're not
Are
my,
they?
They're not my bag, baby, but, like, like, for comic
we'll
book,
behave.
For comic book nerds, like, I think you'll enjoy it.
So,
like,
what type of podcast is it? What's it about?
It's like an all black cast, and like they all like have like little cartoon like icons of themselves as like
do like peanuts reenactments or something.
Well, not peanuts, but like I guess.
Well,
like,
it's all about. I mean, it sounds like it's sci-fi and nerd culture.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So like they're like I don't know. I know.
All right.
I know
we don't want to hate. We don't want to hate.
You know what? They actually, I think we're promoting a radio station that they are on. So
that's
like
cool.
I think so. I think they might even actually be on the radio in Philly. So you know what? They deserve that.
I like them just for their cool triple name. Like, I think that's an awesome reference, and I support that.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. You guys had to explain to me that it was, I guess, a Star Wars reference.
Star Trek! Star Trek!
You
sound like my grandma.
Katie surprised me. I didn't realize like she was gonna like join you guys on that one. caught me off guard. All right. Okay. Let's move on. I don't even know what. This is one of those like Spanish ones, Ceseo Boteca or something like that.
All right, what can we say about that?
I'd like to take the position of more than 50% of the people in America who have voted for Republican candidates and say I would like to see these people's green cards. All right, I mean, we're in Tennessee; it's a red state. I think I can say safely that you know, people should support us on this, right?
Ceseo Boteca. El podcasto es no bueno. All right.
Hey, I don't even want to know what that means.
In the three spot. All right. In two spot, we got the anutropes. Like, I don't even know what that means. Do you? Like,
I think that belongs in the sex podcast category.
Like, wrong category, you guys.
So wait. We're at number one, right?
No. If you recall, we're in the coolest position of all the unlucky 13s.
Yeah.
But the only other spot I'd want is number one, and that
No. That's what I'm saying. On the order that you're reading them, we're at the number one spot.
No, unfortunately, there's been a confusion at podomatic.com, and it's been this way for months. Toonami Faithful podcast is still number one.
Brett, that's all I want to say.
Nobody's listening to Toonami Faithful podcast. That's a fucking expired cartoon segment on a cartoon like network that. You know,
Brett, that's all I wanted
Dragon
to say.
Ball Z. What do they talk about? Dragon Ball Z all day?
That's where you lost me. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what Dragon
that's
Ball
all
Z is,
I
but
wanted
I don't know what
to say.
Tuna
Brett, that's
is.
All I wanted to say. You wouldn't set me up. You didn't understand what I was trying to do.
I didn't. Like everything. Like every on
trail takeover. Trail takeover.
Every off the cuff.
What do you Marky want to happen?
Like,
nothing. It's over. It's
I thought
done.
This was the free loose end of the June podcast sports.
Like
weekend,
I'm sorry, I'm not the Ericsson's twins from Sweden. I don't fucking share a brain with you.
We've done enough. We've done enough of that. We've done enough of that. We've killed enough time. We hoped he'd arrive. Is that him?
That's not him.
I hear some sleigh bells up on the roof. It might be Charlie Metz.
We had a few guests who were potentially going to be here tonight. It didn't work out. One of them who is still going to be here, he's going to arrive at some point in the future, is unintentional rambler Charlie Metz.
That's him.
We call him the
local
unintentional
celebrity.
We call him the unintentional rambler because he pops up on the show more often than we'd like. And he's just unintentionally a rambler now.
But, I don't want to agree to that.
Okay. Anyway, hopefully he'll be arriving, but he'll probably arrive three-fourths of the way through the game when it's practically too late.
I
anyway,
agree to that.
He's probably going to win, too.
Are we going to announce the other one? Or the other one I know about. I know you got a lot of tricks up your sleeve, but I'd just like to say, I mean, it might blow something, but later on, Dr. Bill Cosby will be joining us. So, yeah, Leonard Part 6 himself will be here to play a round of loaded questions, and things might get a little... racy. But I don't want to steal your thunder. I hope that wasn't who you were
no,
going
no,
to
no, 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 no. I just, it's interesting to me that Charlie Metz is potentially going to be here when the person who should be here, honorary Rambler Jesse Davis, had a scheduling conflict tonight and he will not make it. And
you know, that fuck-up was on Trickster himself.
That's why he's not here tonight.
Yeah, no, like, I think he had a scheduling conflict with himself. I think he's, like, fucking doing laundry or something. Like... Just watching, getting his crushed red velvet suit pressed.
No. If you can see, Chad, if you can show that corner, the trickster, T. Rider Smith, our band leader, he is not here tonight. That spot is vacant. Normally, he's there playing his little guitar in the corner, but he's being punished tonight.
Playing some synths in his bass.
He plays the keyboard with his toes while he plays the bass.
Yeah,
in that corner.
Brings me to my last introduction, Chad Barton, shooting our little to-do tonight.
Award-winning filmmaker Chad Barton. Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Chad, for helping us out tonight. Yep. You have any? You throw a promotion out there.
Do you want to shout or walk closer to the camera, closer to the microphone?
What? I don't have anything to promote.
Are you sure?
Wait.
Sure.
The Piano Man Pictures website is coming out soon.
Okay.
With all of Piano Man Pictures stuff, including Charlie Metz.
Awesome.
Oh,
nice tie in there. All right, cool.
And what is that? PianoManPictures.com?
PianoManPictures.com.
PianoManPictures.com. Now's a good time to promote also Black Lodge Video.
Who provided us this board game tonight.
In spirit, they did.
I agree.
Black Lodge Video, rent movies from them, they're awesome. Anyway, we're back to the game. We've introduced everyone.
Whoa.
Now let's get to the real meat and potatoes of the evening. Mm-hmm. Loaded Questions, the only game that is... I don't know. I have to say it's potentially fatal for some players. I think it's like a Jumanji of real life board games, honestly.
It is. Honestly, for the longest time, the first time I played Balderdash, I thought it was like the best game of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I played this, I was like, oh my god, it's like so free and open and out there, and like there's nothing that you can't say, and it's as funny as you make it. I just fell in love with it, and it's like become my all-time favorite game. Mm-hmm. Love it to death. That's all I have.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We've played it, the three of us have played it at least 50 times, if not more. In the last 2 or 3 years, so many different groups of friends, because it's pretty much the best game ever. Corey and Lola, you have no idea what you're going to experience.
Corey's played before. The first night
you played it before?
The first night you and I met Corey, we played
it. Oh, you're right.
She was there the night of the Dildo Sisters.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow. That was interesting.
That I didn't realize you guys made it for that game.
Can we talk about that?
Please talk about that.
Do you think should we talk about? Should we delve into that? The history.
I think it's just a great example of what the possibly explosive combination of.
No, and it involves Jesse Davis as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all there. We're all there.
Yeah. This is perfect. a little
history
intersection.
Lesson.
A history lesson. Just a good example of what Loaded Questions can do when you combine it with the potentially explosive combination of the Dizzy Ramblers. At that time, we were just going by our Christian names. We hadn't formed the cult that you see in front of you right now. But we went to a party that our friend Brett would invite us to. We were like, okay, well, let's bring this crazy game and just take over the entire party. And that's what we did.
It was at Jesse Davis's place at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honorary Rambler, Jesse Davis.
Not at the time, though.
No, he wasn't on Rambler.
Were we even Ramblers?
No, we weren't Ramblers.
No, not yet.
It was still...
I mean, we were, but like, I guess we've always...
We were more Ramblers. Like casual partners at that point.
It's like The Shining, though. You're right. We have always been Ramblers. There's a picture of us all together.
Somewhere.
Yeah, like...
So what happened, Sam? What happened on this... this evening?
Well, basically we met up with a bunch of people we'd never met before,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are people who are still in our lives that we enjoy, such as Corey, and some of them are girls who would never talk to us again because we made their life a living hell that night by playing Loaded Questions and just ripping on them the entire time.
And we refer to them respectfully as the Dildo Sisters.
Yeah, that's what they became.
They just were so not into the game, weren't they?
No, they weren't.
But they just, the reason they got that name was because every answer they just kept answering Dildo.
Yeah, they had like three answers for that, and then we just started calling them out on that, and then called them that the entire night.
Yeah, and I think that's how it went. And then we started writing Dildo for everything. Basically it was like a game of dildos.
So basically, you
it basically takes its audience and it becomes the game.
So basically, Lola and Corey, don't mess with the Ramblers when it comes to Loaded Questions, because we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up.
No, because see, this is a game of fucking with people. This is a game of messing with someone psychologically. We'll be messing with Chad over there as he's filming us. I'm gonna want him to drop that camera as we're shooting this shit. So
let's hope.
You can crush relationships with this game.
No, you really can.
People will close their door to you. Like that's happened to me. Mm-hmm. Someone just shunned me after playing this game. So
someone, the person who this game belongs to. I've gotten really angry at you during a game of this
one. I've gotten really angry at you, Sam, during this.
And we have a lot of... In the box of loaded questions, we have, like, everyone's old sheets that they filled out. And so there's, like, really... Like, if people, when people grab those and start looking at them, it's just, like, really disturbing.
Some people get really offended and, they want to leave us and immediately, like, never talk to us again. That's what this game does. It's like a symbiote.
It's true.
No, Sam, did you...
I'm feeling pretty loaded. This is, in fact, if I can make a ham-fisted segue.
Yeah.
Loaded questions, is it not, John?
Well, I'm about ready to get to the game, but like before we actually get to it, I guess we should briefly break down the rules. And the only rule worth breaking down really is whatever you do. You don't want to get a reversal.
reversal. Oh, no, not really. The reversals, we never play that rule. It doesn't really make any sense to us. So I don't really know what it means.
Alarms go off. Reversal.
No, basically.
It's like once you buy the game, they booby trap your house. Like,
I feel like we never actually explained the rule before we played.
This game was made by the NSA, by the way. Who is also a sponsor.
We need to change...
There's only one rule that honestly we need to say before.
What happens in loaded questions stays in loaded questions.
Well, that's true. But also that... When
did we... Did, was this... did we play this like a night that...
Sorry, I was doing the Bruce Springsteen song from Jerry Maguire that always plays when... it gets sentimental.
Did this game cause me to break up with someone is what I'm asking.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. I've said a lot of messed up things to you through this game, so...
Oh, no. I remember what I was going to say earlier, too. Was that time, were we playing Loaded Questions, was that the time that you left for the summer, and that was, like, the last time we saw each other for the night, and we didn't speak for, like, a month?
Mm. Yeah, that was a bad, that was the most, that was the angriest I've ever gotten from a Loaded Questions game.
Me too, I guess. That's like one of our five World War Sams.
I can't wait to do a podcast on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the one rule that they...
No, the one rule is, and this is just... We can cut this out. It doesn't have to be part of the podcast, but when it's your turn...
Oh, no, you're right. This is the most important rule. This should be part of the podcast. This is the most important rule that some people don't know how to do, so pay attention.
The players, the audience...
And Charlie won't know how to do, because he's going to waddle in here late, and he's going to be...
the first thing that he does.
He's going to be like, who said that? Okay, go ahead.
The only rule that matters is when you are reading the paper, before you read people's answers, you make sure you read first what it says and make sure you can read it. You read it and you're like, okay, that makes sense, I can say that out loud. If you can't do that, then you take the person aside and you say, hey, let's go have a conference. And you guys talk either outside or in the bathroom or whatever. And the person tells you what that is. Because otherwise, then it's like... You know, they read this out loud, and everyone knows it's not yours because you stumbled over it. And that's the one.
I don't know that.
Swamp Thing's trying to talk.
I don't know if...
I gotta
quit doing so much heroin during the show, you guys. I don't know if...
gives you dry mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that was giving... If, Sam, if your description was adequate, but...
Oh, okay.
anyway...
I mean, they already know the rules of the game, correct?
I have no idea.
I've never played this, so...
Well, okay, fine.
Okay, we're just gonna play it, and we're gonna break some hearts, and we're gonna... I think we should start
this. Yeah, fuck this, alright? This isn't responsible questions, alright? This is loaded questions.
So let's... What are we gonna take it for? Take it for a load, maybe?
No, take it for a load is too vulgar, John. This is gonna be a clean cast.
Is this gonna be a clean game of loaded questions?
Yeah, it will.
This
will be the first.
I want a nice clean game of loaded questions, you guys.
Yeah, please.
I might as well leave. Yeah,
that's what I'm here.
So let's take it for let's take it for a tumble.
Take it for a tumble.
Take it for a tumble. All right. So let's
take it for a tumble.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. We're diving into loaded questions.
Oh, my God.
We're choosing the colors here.
I call red.
I call green.
You guys suck.
Wait, orange. Who wants what?
Orange.
Okay. Everyone else is too shy to...
Blue.
Wow.
Oh, but I got lost. Yellow and purple. I'll go with piss yellow.
Yeah. Wow, I think Charlie would probably want to be purple in his
Yeah,
Charlie, that's the color he actually uses.
You saved me the color of my favorite Teletubby, right?
Barney the dinosaur is main color.
We do love Charlie. We tease because we love. We tease because
his
we love.
Main color.
All right.
The first reversal on the board is purple. I'd really like to have a lens to that.
So the first
reversal.
The first thing is there's a trick to the die.
But no, yeah.
We're not going to tell you what it is until after the first round's over.
It'll happen and it'll blow your mind.
Okay, so who wants to get this started? Who dares touch the die?
Are we going to roll to see who goes first?
Sure.
Let's do that.
All right, two. Corey beat that.
How can you possibly beat a two?
With a one. Oh!
All right, champion. I'm the champion so far.
The round was up.
Yeah. Two! Competition.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Lola.
We're tied for two.
I loaded this down.
Two! Oh,
all right, Sam, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Come on.
Oh, not mine. You. I'm gonna kill it.
You know why? Because I wasn't hoping for some cool little karmic moment. I was just hoping to win. That's how I'm going to feel about this the whole time. All right. I'm going to do my roll, as sometimes happens in loaded questions. One, two, three. Yellow.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone grab a piece of paper and get ready to say something
answer
about
this,
Sam.
Answer this question.
Or about yourself.
Everyone's answering
how the questions...
Everyone's answering it except Sam. Mm-hmm.
It could be a question about you. It could be a question about me. It could be a way to mess with our heads. It doesn't... Hey, do whatever you want.
Okay.
I've got to be the one to guess it.
The first question is, what person have you always wondered whether or not they liked you?
Oh, wow. This is the interesting part where there's 2 minutes each time of silence as everyone writes.
Oh, okay. I know this.
Hey, Chad.
Okay, who's holding this up?
Me.
If you can't keep up, you get kicked out. That's
what
first,
happens, yeah.
First rule.
We throw you down those cement stairs outside.
Oh, God.
All right, has everyone turned in their answers?
Not me.
Charlie. If you turn
hold on a second, guys, I'm coming.
All right, the question was something, something, something. The answers were.
Uh-oh. Wait, hold on. What was the question?
You always wondered whether or not this person liked you.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't have to answer this question.
Okay, we have one for Steve Buscemi. Ooh. One for David Copperfield. Mm. One for Chad Barden.
Oh, that's true.
And another for Chad Barden.
Oh, man. Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to say that Corey wouldn't know Chad's name is Chad Barden. So she's out as a possible Chad Barton. There's two Chad Bartons out there, three remaining players, not including Charlie, who died. I'm going to say that Brett and John are Chad Barton, David Copperfield on Corey, and Steve Buscemi on you.
Yeah.
Wow, boom, boom, boom.
Yes! That's how you start the game a lot of questions.
First round.
See, I'm giving up my ability to be funny on the podcast to get really drunk and... drunk.
That's unheard of. Like, first
one,
round,
two,
I
three,
never...
Four.
So he moves ahead. He moves ahead. And
move ahead four with getting four right.
I wish Wick Bone was here to roll this for me.
I wish Sharon Stone was.
Five. All right. It's a powerful way to start. Purple. I hate purple.
What is too evil for words? It's okay to write it down.
So what was the question? What floats your boat?
What floats your boat across the moat was the question. Everything rhymes in this game.
All right, give it to me. Preach it to me. Break it down for a bro.
Well, she's reading all the answers.
No, I know, I know.
Like you're supposed to.
I need...
Good job.
Two conferences.
Maybe Jonas is asleep in that case.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna take a hike. Travel time for me.
That's a waste of water. Project Green Fork isn't gonna sponsor us now, Chad. Like licking feet?
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, stop killing the ecosystem.
All right, so I just exited the Rambler isolation chamber. I did not hear anything.
It's like the Ben Stein show.
Okay, what is too evil for words? Shrimping porn. Wickbone.
Blow blow.
Me crab. The tricksters come.
What was the next to last one?
Meat crab. Oh, yeah.
Meat crab?
Me crab.
Me crab. And tricksters come, okay.
That one you already know about.
We all know about the tricksters come. Okay, let me think about this one for a second. I want this to stay in the podcast, too. Don't edit this out anyway. Don't you dare edit it.
This is dead air, John.
I'm going to say Sam was... What? Sam was Tricksters come.
I was when I was ejaculated into the ice cream man's pussy.
You were born in the Trickster and the ice cream man?
That's correct.
I'm going to say Brett.
Explains a lot.
Brett was Wickbone. Corey was Shrimping Porn. And Lola was McCrab.
Incorrect on all accounts.
Nope.
Okay, well, fuck you guys.
Yes, all four versus nothing. Oh my god, look how this game is beginning, you guys.
Who was what? Who was what?
I was, Lola was shrimping porn.
I was meat crab.
Brett, what does that mean? What
that's a South Park gag. Like, I figured you'd get it or you wouldn't. It was a gamble.
Oh, I didn't. Corey, what? What did you answer?
Tricksters come.
Oh!
Nice! Nice!
Sam, preach it to me. What do you...
Wickbone. I was Wickbone.
You were Wickbone.
Mm, wow. I answered honestly.
Wow, you guys really fucked me. All right, Corey.
Roll!
And enjoy this roll.
Yeah, enjoy it. This is a great roll for you. Because... Oh, hey, five. Wow. Nice.
Good for you. Good for you. Good job.
I once rolled a five to go first in this game, if you guys remember, but I don't want to bring that up.
You're starting to make me feel like I'm in AA. Yes.
What is the luckiest thing about being a member of the opposite sex?
Ooh.
It's almost unfair, the jokes that are being set up for you guys.
I'm not making a joke about anything. This is just about a Dr. Seuss book I once read.
Finding yourself inside the trail tank? Could it be no cramps? Could it be not having to use a strap-on, signed Corey? Or could it be the penis?
Lots of similar answers in there.
I don't envy the person having to answer this one. Mm. Who is having to answer this one?
Signed Corey?
Yes.
You clearly did that one.
Yeah, I guess you answered your own question there.
So, a vote for yourself could be great?
Okay, what was the last one?
I kind of mixed them up.
So
oh, a penis.
How did you forget the penis?
How easily
I guess you did, you know.
All right. I'm going to say you said trail tank. You said strap-on, signed Corey.
What the hell do you think I would say that?
You said no cramps. Did you say penis?
I totally said penis.
You got all of that.
Yeah. Nice. We were all a little bit too transparent in that one, you guys.
You know what, though? You know what I like about this?
I'm on happy trails.
For those of you not able to watch the video or download it, Corey just landed on Happy Trail. She got to skip like five whole spaces. It's a great thing to happen to you in the game, honestly. Yeah, so Corey, here you go. Happy trails. Happy trails.
Happy trails.
Fuck you.
Alright. Brett or Lola or whoever's up next. Please continue.
That's me, baby.
Brett. Let's do it the right way. All right, come on.
Two.
Yeah. Oh. Reversal.
You know what that means? We continue playing the game the same way we have been.
At the end of a Chinese meal, what would you like your fortune to read? Alright, so I have all of the answers in. We have free hand jobs, signed in gibberish by the waitress. Smiley face.
Good, I'm glad Lola knows how to read those, because some people don't say...
Me too, seriously.
Some people don't say the correct facial expressions or the correct... The punctuation is very important sometimes. A comma can change the game entirely. Mm. We've seen games derailed by people not reading commas before.
You'll have three hand jobs and a hangover by morning. We have one that simply says in bed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Obviously, the last one was the last one was mine, and that one was Corey's. But that is a surprise we had from those answers. Dang, so we play competitively.
The last one we have to read is Charlie Metz is the one for me, signed Sam.
Someone knows me, and it's me.
One at a time, baby. Hit me with that first one.
Hit him with your best shot.
Free hand jobs, signed in gibberish by the waitress, smiley face.
Man, that's a good one.
we don't know that it's John's by now.
John is a fan of handjobs.
No, want to write I do like blowjobs and handjobs better than sex.
If you want to write
I'm on record for saying that.
So Sam is that one.
What a dumb answer, dumbass. That's fine. It's your game to lose.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes. Please hurry. Like they're going.
You will have 3 hand jobs and a hangover by morning.
I'm gonna say Corey for that one.
Son of a bitch.
The third one is in bed.
Katie.
Oh God. California.
Charlie Metz is the one for me. Signed, Sam.
John. Any of them?
None all of them.
Correct. Yeah.
All of them. I hate you.
Fuck you. I guess the distinction is pretty clear right now, Katie. You can either be a homo superior like
Wait, I went up one too.
Myself, Corey, and Brett, or you can get 2 right like John.
All right, do it.
Yeah. So here's my roll.
Gotta make way for the homo
4.
All right.
Who leads the happiest life in the world?
Read it again.
Who leads the happiest life in the world? Annoyingly enough, this is how I play loaded questions when I'm not having it be recorded.
Yeah, let's clarify one thing really fast here.
Please.
We're not exaggerating this for the purpose of the podcast. This is a typical loaded questions game for us. There's no bullshitting around. It's very serious business. You don't want to fuck around with the Dizzy Ramblers on loaded questions night. I'm serious.
We've cut people.
He's intimidating. Like, shaking down the audience.
Who leads the happiest life in the world? Anne Frank post book tour. John's ex-girlfriends. The Michelin Man. Charlie Metz. Once you meet him, you'll laugh.
Sometimes, what's interesting about loaded questions is sometimes it turns into almost more of a roast than a board game, which is interesting.
Anne Frank post book tour.
I'm going to say that's John.
John's ex-girlfriends.
I'm going to say that's Sam.
The Michelin Man.
Brett.
Charlie Metz. Once you meet him, you'll laugh.
Wow. I already said Sam, so I'm going to have to say Corey, even though I know it's not right.
That's you how got you 2 correct. Yeah. You pulled a John! Brett was the Michelin Man.
John got them all wrong.
I thought he got 2.
No.
Oh my God.
You're the wait.
Oh.
Sam, I'm pulling the cord. Sam's the bozo. Sam's the bozo.
No,
bozo
no,
alert.
I really appreciate your bozo alert on that. But I'm going somewhere else. I'm clairvoyant. I knew she was gonna get 2. I was like, or you can get 2 right, like that motherfucker did. I was wrong about the past. But I saw into the future. I mean, you can make fun of me for being a bozo if you want, but I feel like I kind of called that.
All right, Sam, I'm going to...
Hold on. John was Anne Frank.
Thanks.
I was Charlie Metz. Corey was very accurately John's ex-girlfriends. And,
yeah, kudos to knowing all about my... Yeah.
Please, hand me...
Hey, the dice. Yeah, here you go. Sure. All right, are you ready to roll again, Sam?
It is round 2 after all.
Round 2, time to roll the dice.
The dice should be pretty important right here, but...
Quack, 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 quack. Wait, you know what that sound means?
It's time to Howard the Duck it out of there. The dice is... There's no more die in this game.
No more die. It's out. It's over.
Because, like, from now on, this is just a game of our wits. A lucky roll won't get you fucking shit.
You'll never know what the dice even meant to all of us.
That's why, like, this is better than Dungeons & Dragons, because it's not about a lucky roll. It's about pure...
Getting inside your opponent's head and destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving them shriveled in the street, wrapped in their own robes and feces after the game is over. That's what the goal of Loaded Questions is, every single match.
So that's what I'm about to get into, motherfuckers. Ask me a fucking
all
question.
All right, yeah, what color? What color?
Any color I desire, because I'm on the multicolor.
Whoa, oh, wow. Aren't you a lucky little tramp?
What Jeopardy category would you be good at?
Oh, okay, I got this.
What Jeopardy category would you be good at? Hey, it's my question. You're answering for me, or for you, or for way to mess with my head. To get inside my cabeza, punta. I want to get my old Spanish teacher on this podcast. He taught us how to say cunt, and it's cuño.
Nice. After that story, I gotta get a fucking question again.
How many puntas does it take to get to a cuño? What Jeopardy category would you be good at?
Okay.
Jeopardy category you'd be good at? Jews.
I do have the nose for it.
Algebra.
Someone wasn't... Okay, get to you.
Potpourri.
Ooh.
The penis mightier.
Okay. Some people watched SNL in the late 90s here. Possibly two of you. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Jews.
I'm going to say Brett for Jews.
Who would say algebra? Who would dare say algebra?
I don't know. I'm going to get this all wrong. I'm not feeling it. I don't have the kazam on this round. If I can...
Throw a name. Float a name my way.
Fine. Algebra?
Algebra.
I'm going to say Brett. I'm going to say you're... I'm going to say you're that other one. Right. I said Brett was.
All right.
So suck on that one.
Potpourri.
Potpourri is Corey. And that one's Katie. Pen is my ear. But hey, I could tell you misreading SNL fans. I know John and Brett are, but that's why I would assume they wouldn't be doing a reference. But earlier, Brett did a reference to South Park, so I could be screwing myself here. I don't know. Just read him. I don't care.
I think you're all wrong, right?
Yeah,
he went down hard.
You should know that I will always answer with Jews.
Yeah.
I will always answer with Jews.
I can vouch for that. Lola was algebra. She knows her algebra. I was potpourri, and Brett was penis mightier, believe it or not.
I do believe it. I know you guys might not believe me, because, whatever. But
all right.
That was my first instinct, and I'm really upset with myself.
Purple.
I made you out of clay. I hate you, John. I don't want to play this game.
Speaking of Jews.
Fuck you guys.
All right.
That sucks.
What face should be on the $1 bill? Choose a name other than your own.
Well, I know what I would answer.
That fucking sucks, because I totally would.
I know what me and Jesse do is going to answer for this one.
John, I hope you don't just lose this game, but this game somehow kills you. That's just where I'm coming from for now.
Whose face should be on a $1 bill? Danny Trejo.
Ooh.
Wickbone the Merciless. The Trickster.
That's a good one.
Corey, Fancy Feast, Yancey.
Well, read it to me one more time.
That's such a crazy answer, because it says you can't be your own, so it's like, is this a rebel? Are they applying it to John? I don't know.
What's going on in John's mind right now?
I don't know what to think of this answer.
Danny Trejo.
Ooh,
I'm a little disappointed it's not Danny Tamborelli.
Why don't you fucking cry about it later?
Who's that?
Wickbone the Merciless?
I'm not familiar with that reference.
Wickbone the Merciless, okay.
Oh.
The Trickster and Corey Fancy Feast Yancey.
Alright.
Because I'm tasty.
I'll say.
But only to cats.
I'll say Corey Fancy Feast Yancey was Sam. Just read any next one. Doesn't matter.
Danny Trejo.
I would expect Sam to answer that. But I'll say Brett.
They were all me, you guys.
I'll say Brett.
Wickbone the Merciless.
Kate, Lola.
Who was it?
Pull the alarm. Pull the alarm.
And Trickster.
Corey! Sounds like a good one for you. Go with that one.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
But he didn't get...
He didn't get me.
You two.
So what, I got two?
Yeah.
Two? You did prophesy that I got two, then. You just knew ahead of time.
Hey, once again, I'm not claiming these as miracles. I'm just putting them out there and people know about it.
So I'm on multicolored again. Awesome. Where I like to be. I'm going for that. Happy trails next time.
Happy trails.
All right. Corey, it's your turn. All right. Do you dare?
Do you dare?
Oh, I got a read. So,
yellow.
Isn't that? Oh, yellow it is.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good with colors.
Well, I was looking.
Orange. What do you hope to learn tomorrow?
Where the fuck my card is? Where the?
What do I?
Someone
hope
have that?
To learn tomorrow.
Corey, can you ask me my Yancey Feast back?
I guess.
My Yancey yeast.
Yeah, who was what? Who was what? So that was you. That was you.
It's disgusting.
That was you. That was Corey.
I was Corey Yancey Feast. I was Corey. I was Corey Fancy Feast Yancey. Yes, that was me.
Okay.
I'm once again guessed correctly because a little too clever for this game, I guess. I'm trying to be stupider. What was the question?
What do you hope to learn tomorrow?
John Shaw quits acting.
Aww. Aww. That was a short one.
I thought loaded questions wasn't for sissies. What are you doing?
Here you go, Brett.
Oh man, I don't know.
Actually, I've really never seen you in anything.
So. That's why you don't know how great I am.
John's a really good actor.
Yeah. Is he?
Sounds really
good.
Yeah.
Good. Glad you're not walking around.
He's better than me.
Yeah, right? I don't think so. I think you guys are both good actors.
Thank you.
I think you guys
are good job.
I'll let Sam take that one.
I did the scene where you came in the sock today.
Cool.
It's a great scene.
So I think our quietest player tonight has been Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still here, you guys. I just wanted to watch for a couple.
Charlie's
minutes.
Never the quietest anything.
The quietest queef I've ever met.
All right, we got some answers here. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good sign.
We got that strap-ons are always appropriate for game night. What scissoring means. Dizzy Ramblers Season 3 picked up.
Yeah, I hope so.
How to build a sweet treehouse.
All right, read them to me again.
That strap-ons are always appropriate for game night.
Pass.
What scissoring means?
I'm gonna say that one is Sam.
Dizzy Ramblers Season 3 picked up.
I'm gonna say that one is Brett.
How to build a sweet treehouse.
I'm gonna say that one's you. And the
and
first
that,
one
that, that first one was John. That strap-ons are always appropriate for game night.
John.
You got Sam. And that is it.
How did that happen? Do you only get one?
Like, is that right? Like, Dizzy. You said me for Dizzy Ramblers, which is John. You said Katie for How to Build a Sweet Treehouse, and that was me. And awesome. Did you say I was the strap-ons are always appropriate for game night?
No.
No, you said John.
I said that was John.
That was me.
And that was you? That's awesome.
Yeah.
God, why? That's like the last fucking 5 rounds in a row where everyone's gotten me. God damn it!
Change your game up, man. That's how you gotta roll with the punches.
You know what? Hold on. You know what? I'll tell you why. I just yelled to the heavens, but I can answer it from my heart. And that is... Because I'm doing this game, I'm giving up my always win for this game for the listeners. I want to entertain some people tonight. Okay, this is being broadcast over into Iraq, and the USO is listening to us right now. They're just in an amphitheater with this playing for free. And I think that's a pretty brave thing.
Brett, yeah. I think it's your turn to guess.
It is, and that would put me at an orange question.
If you were to have cosmetic surgery, what part of your body would you want operated on?
I hope you don't do the math on how much PBRs cost, how many hours is this taking you, Chad?
I'm trying to maximize the...
Please do.
...the ratio.
Mm. We can grab some Four Locos and juice after this. Juice with 2 O's.
All right, so for the cosmetic surgery question, we have Dat Wang.
Dat Wang. D-A-T. let's say John for that.
Shark fins installed.
Shark fins? I'm going to say Corey for that.
Vagina.
Vagina. Vagina. Sam.
Removal of conjoined twin.
Oh, that's a really good answer, and I'm going to say that was Katie.
Yes, that was me. You got 2 of them right.
Sweet. Who did I get right? Who else?
Me.
Sweet. Yep. I got to get rid of that conjoined twin, and I wouldn't mind having them shark fins and gills and stuff.
You won't want them to work on that wang of yours, though?
That wang.
All about them wangs.
I fill out the form, and I just write that wang like a lipstick.
Guys, this game is getting out of hand. We need to tone it down a little and be respectable of the neighbors.
You mean Chad?
Chad left.
Speaking of Chad leaving, I gotta take a piss. Can I piss, please?
You wanna take a piss?
Yeah, I
got
piss.
Alright,
I'm gonna take a glass
of water. I call pissies.
When Chad leaves.
No,
let's
talk about pissies first!
The cupboard right above the sink has cups.
Charlie.
What's up?
Where are you?
What's up?
You gonna make it to the podcast?
Yeah, I guess so. Can I call it back?
What?
Yes, I will make it. Can I call you back?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Alright.
Oh my god, I've never been angry before in my life! What the fuck? Oh man, he's gonna be so angry at us when he gets here. I've texted him like 10 times about this podcast today.
He's gonna be the one that goes off on somebody.
Oh my god. Hopefully this will be... Alright, so now we got the first couple practice rounds out of the way. You guys wanna... sincerely actually start recording and start playing the game from the beginning again. get that was the practice, the trial run, and I think it's time to really start the game. And I think just as a Rambler concierge prize to us, we should stay where we are.
Yes, that's hilarious.
Yes.
Where are you right now? What color are you?
I don't know who's who.
Yeah, who are we on? I'm blue.
You, right?
Yeah, I'm on orange.
If you wake up in the middle of the night, what do you usually end up doing? Before you fall back asleep. Yeah. Watching some Tumblr porn.
I'm gonna say that's Corey.
Rub one out of the old trail tank. That's all with a E at the end of it.
I'm gonna say that's you, Sam.
whacking off.
Brett.
Watch porn.
John.
Don't mind if I do.
All incorrect.
Oh.
Corey had watch porn. That's what she does. Brett may like to rub it out of the trail tank, but he also loves Tumblr porn. John is rubbing out Brett's trail tank, and I'm whacking off.
Well, I guess anyway we play it, I'm going back to sleep happy. So.
And our listeners.
Yeah.
They weren't able to sleep, so they tuned into the Dizzy Rambler podcast.
It is always.
And they're like, and I'm ready for bed.
I'd much rather satisfy our listeners than a woman. The purple one is what I want to do, John.
Purple, you said?
Mm-hmm. Just like the tip of Charlie's candy cock.
What are you thankful you're not doing right now?
Do you guys want to get KFC? It's kind of pricey, but damn, it's nice.
It's pricey, but it sure is nicey.
I can't concentrate. I can't concentrate.
I can't either. I forgot the question.
You were doing it to me, essay. Were you?
Read that question again, Poppy.
If you could get garbage from any fast food chains.
What is your favorite kind of candy, was the question.
Candy?
That wasn't it. I was saying Charlie's...
What are you thankful you're not doing right now?
Ask that again. What are you thankful you're not doing right now?
Who's reading this?
You are.
You are.
You dipshit.
I have complete control over this.
Wow.
John.
Wow. Well, these are,
Brett's
well,
gonna be a silly one. They'll make Brett laugh.
Alright, so, what are you thankful you're not doing right now? AKA, what is your favorite kind of candy?
I'm thankful I'm not being, sounds like there's two players who are answering a candy-related question, possibly.
All right, so we have thankful that we didn't get KFC.
Oh, fuck you guys. Someday.
Eating Charlie's hard purple cock.
I'm not keeping that in there.
Jacking off Chad. That one was jacking off Chad.
And someone's thankful they're not doing that right now?
Yeah.
That's obviously
someone's also
answer.
Thankful they're not bleaching Charlie Metz's asshole.
Holy. I'm going to say Corey for KFC.
All right.
Give me the next one.
Charlie's hard purple cock is getting eaten. And that's something this person does not want to do.
Brett.
Jacking off Chad?
Jacking off Chad and bleaching Charlie Metz's asshole is you, John.
You got me. But you didn't get jacking out Chad.
Damn. Sorry, Chad.
You were right about Corey with the KFC.
Thank you.
No, yeah. That was me. That was Lola. That was,
I was jacking.
Sorry, no KFC. Wow.
Well, never mind then. Never mind.
Allison, watch out.
That's a real game changer.
How many did I get?
So, okay, so, Lola, what's your beef with KFC?
Not you or you, I got you.
No, you got me.
Yes, oh, I got two?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. One, two, happy trails no! for me! Yes! Oh, say whatever bullshit you're going to say, Lola, I don't care.
No, so this is going to be a double dose of pain for me. What's KFC ever done to you, Colonel Wait,
what
Sanders?
Has, what has KFC
I think that, I've had a brother that's worked at KFC,
uh-huh.
And I know exactly how disgusting and filthy they are behind the scenes.
Oh.
And,
Sounds delicious to me.
My chicken has got to be filthy.
I think it's really salty.
Yeah.
And I am a vegan.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess it's like you and Richard Lester got along. So
yeah, no wonder.
You and Richard Pussy Fart Lester. He claimed vagina novelist.
At least we both smell good there.
Well, Lola, you do smell good. I don't know if I can vouch for Richard.
I don't know if I can
well,
vouch
for was- Richard Pussy Fart Lester, then we know he smells pretty good.
Well, I'd just like to say, as more than 50% of the United States would like to say, that I support KFC and not pussy farts. So, say whatever you want after that.
All right, who's up?
And when's the last time you've been near one?
Which one?
A pussy.
Oh. Well, there is this woman who I could see it through her pants when I was at KFC. And they were denim. John?
Yes, yes.
What is your color?
Anything I want, baby.
Oh, here you go then.
Purple for official.
Man, lots of purples tonight.
Yeah.
What small time celebrity has a big career ahead of him or her? Tony Danza.
Ooh.
John as a fag impersonator at the cock sucking store. Corey Yancey. Brett Fancy Feast Trail.
All right, I'm going to say the John is fag was Corey. Corey Yancey, I'll say, was Sam. Lola was Tony Danza. And Brett Fancy Feast Trail was Charlie. or Brett.
I'm
pretty
interchangeable. I said Corey Yancey.
Wow.
For the record.
So
let the record show, I named myself.
Who was John the fag?
That was
yeah.
me.
Yeah, you
okay.
did. We both did.
I was John
Peg.
And Tony Danza
Humongous
was...
Humongous egos was on this little table. Okay. It's a very tilted table here.
So you were Brett Fancy Feast Trail?
I was.
Wow, that was pretty snug. Well, you two both named yourselves. That was interesting. That was a very ballsy move to make.
I was Johnny's Fag.
I heard the first time around.
I'd like the audience to just make... I'd like Chad to know that now that he's at the camp.
Do you want to do a shorter Manna Please segment?
Yeah, I think that's one that's good to be caught up with, like, currently.
Well, because something big happened. Something big happened
recently. So let's do it, yeah.
All right, Brett, you know what to do.
Yeah, play the song, Brett. Play the song, boys! Oh. Hope this doesn't happen.
All right.
Brett's grabbing a bass guitar. The tease.
Amanda, please. Amanda, please. John is looking for Amanda, please. Amanda, please. John, please. Everybody's looking for Amanda, please.
All right,
wow, that was a theme song.
It's going to be short today, but it's a very important thing that happened in her life. Well, so some of her friends, like former Nickelodeon star...
We'll reintroduce the segment for anyone who's tuning in for the first time.
Amanda, please is nuts. Amanda Bynes is crazy, so that's
Amanda
what's going
Please
on.
Is where Brett smokes a cigarette.
No, Brett, you'll want to hear this.
Nah, no, I won't.
Ooh. You don't want to know about her record deal, Brett?
She got a record deal?
I don't know. Are you leaving? Do you want to hear it? No. Yeah, anyway.
No,
she did. A company offered her a record deal, and she's taking it, and like, she's going to have an album. And it's going to be like probably like rap, hip-hop.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go smoke a cigarette. Do your thing.
That's it. That's it. Brett, you can close us out. That's it. Wait. Do you have a comment, Sam?
No, I was just going to say, unlike Brett, I don't listen to these episodes, so I'm not going to walk out for a cigarette because I want to know what's going on in Amanda Bynes' life. Beard.
That's it. She's going to get a record deal.
What was the tweet itself?
It wasn't a tweet. It was like a separate story. She got a record deal.
Well, on that note, I'm back, baby.
All right,
yeah,
Brett.
That was a great segment, you guys.
What? Brett, close really, out of the old man,
guys,
please.
Hold on. Let's hear our two guests. No, hold on. Let's hear our two guests. Three guests. Opinion on Amanda Bynes, what's up?
Yeah, what do you think of Amanda
Bynes?
Like
battery
would
be nice.
Huh? A battery.
Battery?
Yes.
Oh, we need a battery for the camera?
Hold on a second.
Are we pausing until we get a new battery?
Charge, which amount, and hold on, don't stop! Stop. We have to get here. Take a cigarette break while he switches out the battery.
He commands it.
I'm getting pissed. Whose turn is it?
Who knows?
Whose turn is it? I don't know at all.
Is it my turn?
Probably.
I feel like this happens pretty much every game is we all lose track of whose turn it is.
Yes, it is my turn.
Yeah, I bet.
It is.
That's affirmative action for you guys.
It's a real dildo sister thing to say.
But what please, color are you? What by color all means, you? It's your turn, I guess.
What color are you?
I'm blue.
Whoa. You don't need
blue it. Blue on blue.
You don't need help.
Woo.
Wow, what a gambit move.
Alright. Blue. Ah, this is great for you. Who is your favorite Sesame Street character?
Oh, that's fantastic.
We have that gay black guy who had sex with kids.
Oh, no.
We have Oscar the Grouch.
Oh.
We have Oscar the Grouch.
Whoa, you assholes.
And we have Super Grover.
Sam is the child molestation answer. Brett is Super Grover, and the other two are Oscar the Grouch.
You are right on all.
Fuck you to hell.
Nice.
Counts.
Wait, who is the other one?
Oh, what is that? What is that?
My God, we got it. The podcast is nearing an end.
What?
Charlie Metz will never make it on time.
Charlie Metz is going to be RIPD with Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds before he gets here.
Oh, it's affirmative action. You know. I'll never believe it otherwise, Corey. There's no way to get two happy trails in a row.
I think it's perfect though. She's balancing out the Dizzy Rambler universe. Everything we've ever said works and is okay because a lesbian's gonna win our game.
I'll tell you one thing. Unless you're at a Lilith Fair concert, you ain't getting two happy trails in a row, okay? That shit'll be shaved or tweezed or something.
Hand you the what?
A card.
Oh, a card. I thought you asked for the dice, and I was like, you don't
know. She was like trying to be on the slide, be like, I want to try to get ahead, but I don't want to know.
We're in exact opposite spots on the board.
I'm not going to lie, I really want you to win so we can get some pizza.
I feel the same.
Some Kentucky Fried Pizza.
delicious. All right, so if you could possess one animal-like quality, what would it be? Mm. So, we have horse cock, anal bowel movements like a beaver, shark fins, animal magnetism, living in the trash can.
All right, these are crazy answers from crazy contestants. Okay, all right, so the horse cock with the beaver bowel movements. This sounds like Sam.
And shark fins?
Shark fins, that will be Katie.
All right, animal
two
magnetism.
Piles. One's right, one's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only one of us walks away.
Animal magnetism. Corey. That's the wrong pile there.
Living right. In a trash can.
Living in a trash can. I'm going to say that's John.
You got two. Sweet. Two out of four.
Was I right about who was right and who was wrong?
Yes, you were.
Okay. I did shark fins.
Mine was animal.
Were you shark fins the first time, too?
Yes, I was shark fins the first time. And I think the only reason is because you started taking shark cartilage at one point.
I did. I saw shark cartilage on the GMC, that's General Motors Company. GNC. it wasn't even GNC. fuck promoting a pharmacy.
At the back alley abortion clinic.
Yeah, I was at one of those when I saw some shark cartilage on display, and I was like, you know what, I'll take some shark to make me healthy. And
how do you feel about that as a vegan?
That sounds great.
Yeah, like I just like the idea of like inputting like shark DNA or whatever into my body.
What's your opinion on air sharks? Sharks that can fly.
Shark, is that a real thing?
It's a real thing as far as me and my fellow Pink Piles employees are concerned.
Sounds like a real threat to the birds and the humankind in general. And if that was a real thing, I'd say we. And Katie, you're gonna hate this, but I say we kill them all.
Eat them.
I'd be down with killing the air sharks. Yeah. Okay, like we need to exterminate that as quickly
They would swoop around and like just fucking eat people.
What about the 1990s show The Street Sharks? There's a bunch of jive talking skateboarding sharks.
That was about the time when I was like deciding I was like too cool for cartoons and stuff, so I didn't watch them.
Ooh.
But they were pretty cool looking, I'll give you that.
Alright, so I have a confession. I used to have an action figure from them.
From Street Sharks?
Yeah, and from Mice from Mars.
I remember them, biker Mice from Mars.
Yeah.
I don't know that
I don't remember that one.
Oh, that was awesome. You guys need to check it out.
whose turn is it in this game, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. It's my turn.
Okay,
what color are you?
I'm orange. Oh, and I'm
Jesus
on orange.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. So you're about the same amount of spaces from the start as Corey is from the end.
Yeah, where's your affirmative action now?
Am I reading it or are you reading it, Brett? If you were to write an advice columnist, what would be the topic of your letter?
If you were to write to an advice columnist?
Doesn't say to, but I'll assume they mean to. If you were to write an advice columnist, what would your topic be?
Hmm.
If you had two advice columns, what would they be?
If you were an advice columnist, what would you be?
So based on everybody's answers from last time, I'm pretty sure it's going to be something about jacking off.
I need some techniques.
Not if my pen doesn't
all
work.
Of a sudden, I thought you were scribbling out that answer.
Jacking off.
No to jacking off. Hey, Chad, what would you write to an advice columnist? What subject would it be if you were to write to one? That's my question to you, buddy. And yell it out. Don't be afraid to belt that one.
Why the fuck isn't Charlie Metz here right now?
it's a regular tradition. He always shows up after it's over.
Three-fourths of the way into the podcast. Which I think we might be there. Like if you base it by the game.
Who do I hand this to?
I don't know. Maybe if you're paying attention to this motherfucking game, okay, I'll take it.
I'll pay attention when you show me something worth paying attention to.
Sorry, Candy.
From that laugh, you must be thinking about Charlie Metz's hard, black, candy, licorice-centered cock. Right?
I really want some pizza because of that. Here! Let me read you... Hold on, what was the... If you were right to an advice columnist, what subject would it be?
Yeah.
Let me just tear this open like Karnak.
Uh-huh, right.
Like,
yeah, of course. I'm glad you're the one to do this.
Guacamole.
I'm gonna say,
as George Takei would say,
I'm gonna say Sam.
How do I get two happy trails?
Corey.
John's falling apart now.
The yeses and noes of animal pornography.
Brett.
What is the only Dick Van Dyke role that matters?
John.
Well, you either got all four right or all four wrong, and it was all four right. You fucking asshole. God damn it.
And that's how you don't get a happy trail.
I'm really upset right now, you guys.
It's okay. I was kind of pulling for her to get all of ours.
I had to catch up.
If she like missed one, she was gonna get the happy trail.
That's true.
Did I move myself the last time?
Who cares?
I don't care either.
It's your age, John. It's everyone. Every man for himself.
I don't think you did.
I don't think you.
I got two
it's
right.
A tomato or a pizza.
Well then,
I got two right.
So it's happy trails for me.
What? Hold a second. That's kind of a big roll, huh?
Yeah, that's a
big orange.
Look, it's like I picked whatever question I wanted, right? And then I got two of them.
Yes.
Because he prophesied that I got the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you prophesied it.
We're not the mother state.
So it was written, so it shall be, as we say around here.
Just
as
only
you
pieces.
Say around here.
Well, one day we're all going to be saying it.
Little cash in the middle.
Who are
it's
you?
Mine, you dick. God, I didn't get any last time. I won't get any this time. Thanks for rubbing it in. Speaking of rubbing it in, I need a pizza. Can you read my yellow?
Yeah. What is the most important thing you have ever done? Sam, this is especially poignant for you. What is the most important thing that you have ever done that has gone without recognition?
There are so many. Fuck you guys. This podcast is number one.
So guys, what is the most important thing you've ever done that's gone without recognition?
Oh my god, okay, please lay it on me.
IFYD.
Good one. Coxer.
Promoting KFC on Dizzy Ramos.
That's gonna lead somewhere.
Masturbated to every episode of Twin Peaks.
I wouldn't masturbate to Twin Peaks, that's fucked up. It's the only thing I won't joke about.
Finger Charlie Cock Block Mets.
There's going to be one word of that that'll be bleeped out. It'll be I'm going to say KFC is Lola. Twin Peaks is Corey. IFYD is John and Cockblock Mets is Brett. I don't care if I get them right.
You
that's what I feel.
Lola and that's it.
How's that possible? Well, I'm in second place now.
Yeah, it's weird when you only get one right. Like, it's like, wait, that doesn't work. But I guess it does.
I guess it does.
For the record, I have masturbated to Twin Peaks. I don't see anything wrong with
Sweet.
It.
Which character?
I encourage it.
No, Twin Peaks is a completely... I'm not going to... Hey, I might get a... If I was Jewish, like some people's girlfriends here, I might go to a temple and get a lot out of it, okay? But I'm not going to masturbate there. I'm getting something spiritual, and I will not masturbate to Twin Peaks. So sorry, Corey. A lot of sexual things going on there. I'll save it for Blue Velvet, and I'll save it for Wild at Heart. I'm not going to masturbate to Twin Peaks.
Would you masturbate to Shelley?
I have, yeah. Whose turn is it? John?
Is it mine?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
John, what color are you?
Well, I'm green and yellow.
Yeah. What is your next article of clothing you plan to buy?
Cool question.
Is that a cool question?
No, it's the worst question ever. Super boring.
Hello?
What's going on?
I'm going that way.
Sweet.
Great.
Yay.
Yay.
Hurrah. This is going to be fun.
So to clarify for the listeners, Charlie Metz is on the way.
Huh?
Oh, he's still there.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Love you.
We'll see you soon.
Pick up a pizza for us, please. He's so angry. I've really never heard Charlie be so like angry in his life. That's gonna be uncomfortable. This will be really weird.
Let's let him look at the answer cards.
Let's let him. Hello.
Maybe the show does like play live, and like maybe he's been listening.
Oh my god, he doesn't even know about his candy cock yet! That's bleeped out.
Yeah, no, I like the idea of it being bleeped.
I mean, I think it's pretty funny
if it's bleeped.
Either way,
like,
yeah.
The audience doesn't even get to know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just something that was like so bad.
You have to write into the Ramblers forum if you want to know what we censor out.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we will. I'll tell you and send you a picture of it. Shame!
Okay, guys, let's get serious again.
Right.
Oh, it's my turn. Whoa, let's get really serious.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Huh?
Do you like pineapple and pizza?
Seriously, you guys.
I'm not ordering that pizza. I'm too afraid now. I've watched too many documentaries on Stonewall. I'm afraid. I don't know. Sorry. John, your turn, I believe, right?
All
right.
Yep. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
One of dem Jimmy caps. Cocksock, baby!
Cocksock! That's where it's at!
Amanda Bynes t-shirt. Cock koozie.
Well, this is crazy. One of them Jimmy Caps was Corey. Cocksock Baby was Brett. Amanda Bynes was Lola. Cock koozie was Sam.
No one.
Alright. There we go. That's how we do it.
I'll tell you this much. I know we've threatened to take a lot of breaks so far, you guys. But if Charlie's actually on his way here, do you guys want to just...
take a pizza break?
Pizza break and wait for Charlie to get here to actually finish the rest of the game so he's not just rushing here for no reason. We can just ruin his entire night for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. Let's order a pizza. Let's just hang out for a little bit and do that. If that's right with you guys in terms of...
Okay. Right.
That's it.
Man, I never thought that pizza was going to make it here before Charlie.
Charlie's in my driveway just like swearing to himself, like having a complete meltdown.
Goddamn motherfuckers!
You pieces of shit! And I hope not. That'd be weird. Charlie!
Charlie!
Got a seat for you, baby!
Charlie, fuck the Mets!
Hey!
Charlie, take a seat, everybody.
Charlie, you have a new title on the show. You have a new title. You're our new unintentional rambler.
Charlie, you're our first unintentional rambler.
Ah.
The lights are on. The
lights have come back
on. There's going to be pizza here in about 10 to 15 minutes. Ooh. And let me introduce you around. Charlie, unintentional rambler. This is Lola V.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Corey, who you've met in real life but never met in the podcasting world. And, of course, you know Chad Allen Barton.
Oh. Behind the camera. He's behind the camera today. T's taking the night off.
I think, guys, I think it'd be fair if we started Charlie about halfway through the game, huh? Isn't that about right? That's about fair?
Well, what do we think about that? Where should Charlie start?
Charlie, I love you to death, but you should start from the beginning. That's where we all had to start. That's where I'm not even that far from. You like?
I think that's fair. That's fair.
You know what? Like, I do think it's fair to give him a role.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'll give you a role. Wait, whose turn is it, by the way? Corey's?
It's Corey. So why don't we give Charlie a turn?
No. We'll go in order. How about?
No. I'm going to fight for Charlie.
Let's give Charlie a turn to go back to Corey.
Let me just say one thing. This isn't political. Whether you want to give a fight to Charlie or not, I just want to say, if you're going to be a fucking punk-ass bitch and give your opinions when you're not next to the microphone, I don't want to hear them. So if I can't hear you, Chad, it ain't...
Give Charlie a fucking turn right now.
You know what, though? He's not next in line, though. And I think we're being generous giving him a role.
Ooh, really, do you?
Yes.
I don't think we're being that generous. I think we should let him get started.
If you're
on take
the
six,
he's
going
to be right
back.
Next to me, man. I've been fucking playing this whole damn time.
How about Charlie?
Let him roll.
Charlie goes instead of me.
Because you know what? Then you're doing. You're staggering the game, and then we gotta fucking go back.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Look how bad you guys set us back.
I like it.
I didn't mean to stagger.
I like the direction. This is going.
You're like Stagger Lee, that classic folk song.
All I want to do is get him on the board. So why can't he roll and get on the board?
It's more fun. When it's somebody else's fucking turn. That's when you get to write shit. It's not fun to, like sit there and wait and then, like, have to pick shit out.
Am I right, Charlie? Which is better?
I'm so confused.
Well, I'm not rolling the dice.
No, you should roll.
Corey gets a roll.
Seriously, you're not going to roll.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Oh.
Who has no right to judge you?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Charlie. Like a Corey segment.
Charlie!
Wait, can I change my answer to Corey on this one?
Charlie! That MF-er don't got no rights.
Damn. Whoa. That guy's a dick.
You know who else ain't got no right to judge you? Those mark-ass tricks.
Man, fuck those motherfuckers.
You know who else ain't got no right to judge you? The Ice Cream Man.
Clint Howard.
You know who else we got no right to judge you?
Who, Brett?
That bitch with the bad weave who be looking at me funny at the Dixie Queen. You know who else ain't got no damn right?
How are there more?
No one. Only God can judge me. Signed, Sassy Black Lady. And I'm going to emphasize that it was G-A-W-D.
Alright. You're ones. Sassy Black Woman. I think the Dixie Queen one is Sam.
It's one of your favorite places to go.
You're Charlie, and he's that dumbass answer.
Wait, which one's the dumbass?
Answer? Which one was the dumbass answer? Oh. There's two more dumbass answers.
Yeah. Right? What's the other two?
There's those mark ass tricks and the Ice Cream Man.
You are the Ice Cream Man, and he's that dumbass.
Charlie was that dumbass.
Ah! Oh, no. That's the first rule of loaded questions. Charlie's always the dumbass answer.
John Train was the Ice Cream Man, a throwback to a classic Dizzy Ramblers
Please
episode.
Listen.
good one. Charlie, that MF-er don't got no rights, is my man Sam.
For the first time, someone got me wrong.
Brett was that bitch with the bad weave who'd be looking at me funny at the Dixie Queen.
Damn, girl.
And no one, only God, can judge me. Signed, the sassy black lady is
so I got you
our lady
right.
Katie.
Do I got you right, but nobody else, right?
Mm.
Nobody else. Okay.
Oh, look how many spaces you move in! I'm not gonna help you. One. How many? One?
So, what is / was your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Wait a minute.
Whose
turn is it?
It's your
my
it's
turn.
Yours.
I wrote it, and I wrote an answer for you.
What was it, Brett? Let's hear it.
It was masturbate with the Dizzy Ramblers, exclamation point, winking smiley face.
Well, unfortunately, you just knocked it out. If it ever happened, and you blew it.
Yeah, home run, and I was batting for the wrong team.
Is game over yet?
Almost. I got all the answers. Let's see. I still know what you did last summer.
Ooh.
Beat off John while Sam plays with my nipples.
Ooh. Someone knows our MO.
Slide a quarter down the crack of that ass.
Ooh.
Summer Games Month, signed Cooper.
Aww.
Beat off Cooper. In the heat.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with that first one.
I still know what you did last summer.
Charlie.
Ooh. Din, 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 din.
All right. Beat off John while Sam played with my nipples.
Corey.
Mm-mm-mm.
Slide a quarter down the crack of that ass.
Johnny, throwing any of that away?
That's classic Charlie, but I've already answered that. Katie.
Summer Games Month, signed Cooper.
Sam.
Beat off in the heat.
Doesn't sound like John, but I'll say it. John.
You got one right. You got Corey.
Well,
yep.
She's obviously been spying on us.
Is she the one about me and John's secrets?
Yeah.
So that's Disney one space for you, which means... What? You do it. It's yours.
Do it? Do I really get to do it?
Yep.
Whee! Yeah, I'm back in the game.
Nice.
Wait, what happened?
Game's over. I'm just going to let Corey win next round. Brett got a happy trail.
Well, me and Charlie bring up the rear.
You should get that man groomer. And you should get that anal lube.
Ooh.
Is it your turn now?
It is.
That's exciting.
It is. And I get to choose my color. All right, I'm going to do...
Read blue, Charlie.
If you can handle it.
Wait, I'm supposed to read it?
Read it!
To read it.
What is one thing you would never sell?
What?
What
never
is one
sell?
Thing you would never sell?
Thank you.
Charlie,
Lola, could you clarify that question for me?
What is one thing that you would never sell?
Oh, one thing I would never
Makes
sell.
Sense now.
Hey, I got you.
Number one, Brett's happy sock. Number two, my mangina. Number three, my soul. Number four, masturbating with a Disney Rambler. Number five, my gorgeous locks.
All right, so let's go through them one at a time.
Yeah, and read them how they're written.
Ooh. Sounds like Briggs gave away his answer.
How do you read how something's written?
It's like he gave away that beer to me.
Who said my soul?
I'm going to say that's you, Charlie.
Din, 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 din.
Dun, 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 dun. Who said my gorgeous locks?
Sam.
Who said Brett's happy socks?
John.
Who said my mangina?
Brett.
Who said masturbating with the Disney Ramblers?
The Disney Ramblers?
Oh my god.
I got these all so wrong. They go
circle
Corey's
with a J and a J.
So, how many did I get?
I don't remember anything you said. Who'd you say? Okay, I know you didn't get Corey right.
Yeah.
You got Sam right.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
keeping the tradition alive.
My gorgeous locks.
Who did you say was my mangina?
I think I said it was Brad.
Okay. I said mangina.
Okay.
Whoa.
So I've got two.
Let Sam read that out loud.
Masturbate. Wait, is that a picture?
Please let it be a picture.
No, there have been pictures drawn on
masturbating
the Disney
with the Disney masturbating with the Disney Rambler's winky face.
This is an exclamation point, dude, you assholes.
Well, you don't. Okay, masturbating with the Disney Rambler's winky face. Yeah,
I had confidence in you and being able to fucking read it right. Like,
that's a weird looking winky. I look like two. That looks like Dr. J.
It's the fucking the way you type it. It's a text version. You kids need emoticons.
I would have known how to read it, but
no, look at it, John.
Okay, let me
look
see
at it.
I'm the official. I'm the official.
I guess it could
two
have
J's.
I thought it was a Dr. J.
The Dr. J? What the fuck is a Dr. J?
It's a Dr. J that spends so much time being a J. He's got a PhD. Two J's.
Yeah, Brett, that looks like a drunken winky face.
Well, it's still a winky face.
All right.
Yeah.
My turn.
When I looked at it long enough, I thought it was an ass.
Is Charlie's... Charlie's finally...
The die! The die!
All right.
It's the roll.
Three. Here
three.
We go.
Great start, ass.
Yellow for Charlie.
What is the strangest method of transportation you have used? Oh, boy. Well, we got a lot of interesting answers here. I don't remember the question, but I will in a second. I don't know. What's the most embarrassing mode of transportation, Charlie? Beep. Sam's big candy cock. Masturbating with Dr. J. Helicopter. A gay Jeep driven by Charlie's gay. And no more Charlie, signed Sam. Do I hear him one at a time?
All right.
I'm going to ease it in.
Okay. Just ease it on in.
I'll spit on the head, spit on the hole, and
just ease it just slowly.
The rest is between you and me.
Nature.
Sam big candy cock. Ha ha ha. Everyone's laughing at that one, you guys. Masturbating with Dr. J. Helicopter. A gay's Jeep driven by Charlie's gay. And no more Charlie's, that's him. I'll give them to you one at a time, and you gotta guess, or else it's getting null and void, and you're going back to the end. Sam's big candy cock.
Okay, hold on a minute now. I don't know who said that one. Okay.
So you're just gonna take a zero on that. Okay, no, you're gonna take a don't care?
No. I'd like to hear the next one.
You'd like to hear the next one. Okay, so that's a pass zero. For now. Each card gets one pass. After that, I punch you in the face. Masturbating with Dr. J. Famous NBA player.
I think John said that one.
A gay Jeep driven by Charlie's
you definitely
gay.
Said that one.
No more Charlie, signed Sam.
I don't know.
Who wrote
actually,
that one,
I
funny
could,
man?
I could see you saying that too, though. That's the problem.
We got ourselves a real problem here.
Alright, let me hear the next one.
That's it,
one
right?
One pass.
Well, hold on a minute now. Who said something about passes?
You get one.
We
helicopter. It's H-E-L-I.
I think she said helicopter.
Are you sure about that?
You okay, Coop?
Fine. Coop. Okay.
Our podcast is making your dog throw
yeah.
up.
Me too. Helicopter, you're saying is her.
I think she, yeah.
Okay, you got two more.
Okay.
Sam the beginning guy.
Wait a minute, I think Brett did that one. Hold on.
I'll never tell.
Ah! Oh, wait. I think he's bluffing me.
The next one is No More Charlie, signed Sam.
I want to say you said that one.
But you already said I said something. But my problem is that nobody's putting their names on anything anymore. I'm getting confused. These two things. So I'm just going to have to, like, whatever with these.
Charlie wins by default.
Hold on a second.
Well, some of them you can figure out.
Okay.
Three of them are very easy hold to on, figure see. Out.
Nothing is easy in this game for me.
Let's okay, see. Okay, I got it. Charlie, I had
yes.
full command of my capacities. I could direct a movie at this level right now.
Okay.
Give you did answer. Direct a movie at this level.
Thank you. Answer the question,
hey, man.
Asshole.
Uh-huh.
Sam's big candy god. No more Charlie's. Sign me, Sam.
Candy Cox and no Charlie.
We're doing a podcast. Please specify who said what.
Oh, Brett was Candy Cox and Cara's the other one.
Wrong.
Let's just give them all wrong all the way around.
Did I get everything wrong?
You got two right.
Wait, who did I get right?
I did, in fact, say helicopter.
Oh, and wow. I said a gay Jeep driven by Charlie's gay.
I knew that.
But wait, he changed it, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He never changed it.
Wait.
Brett was masturbating with Dr. J.
Oh, that was so...
And Corey and John, who did not sign their names, Corey was bleeps, candy cock.
Mine says it on the back.
Mine has green.
Yeah, Corey's has green. She's been using green the whole game.
John said no more Charlie signs.
Oh, no.
You could have spoken for me there, though. My turn.
Finally. Who is the world's biggest badass?
Not Ted Bard, just watching our podcast.
Are you guys ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? Jock Jams is a major sponsor. Jock Jams Volume 2 is really giving us a lot of money for this.
Alright, we have Vince McMahon.
What's the question?
Ooh. World's biggest badass.
Okay, whoa.
Sam Bear. Wait. I thought you said asshole.
Oh my god, I can't believe John would say that to me.
Badass would have to be Charlie Metz's extra large chocolate covered cock. George W. Bush. The Rock's left eyeball. Kane Hodder.
Okay.
So if you had to answer, what would you say?
I don't want to answer. That's my thing. I'm going to just plead the fifth on this one.
So I'm just going to give it to you in a different direction.
That sounds pretty stupid.
Kane Hodder.
I'm going to go with you.
Rock's left eyeball.
Charlie.
Vince McMahon.
Brett.
Sam Bear. Wait, I thought you said asshole.
That's you. Kane Hodder's going to be Lola.
So is that an official change?
That's an official Ramblers change.
Okay.
I'm John carrying all over
official
this.
Official Ramblers change.
And George W. Bush.
Did I say Brett yet?
I thought.
Yeah, what did I say for you? No. The,
Who can you not say yet? Corey?
Maybe? I haven't said Corey yet.
Vince McMahon
for me. Everything's wrong. You're Vince McMahon, Corey, and Brett, you're... No!
Sam Bow!
No!
All over the place.
Who's the other one?
Kane Hodder, Rock's left eyeball, Vince McMahon, Sam Bear asshole, George W. Bush.
JWB is B something T. Kane Hodder is Lola. Rock's left eyeball is this guy right here.
Okay.
You are Sam is an asshole, and I hate him, and you are the other thing that I can't remember. About me being a cocksucker. Give me the answers, you fucking dick.
Well, you got you got me, Lola, Charlie. Did he get you?
Yeah. You got me.
Oh, he got everybody.
Nice.
Damn.
Thank you guys. I know you all too well. A one, a two, a three, a four, a five. Reversal. I didn't do that betrayal, or else I'd be tied with you almost. You fucking asshole. What was each of your answers?
You should have guessed one wrong. I can't help you there.
Johnny Boy.
Yellow.
Where would you probably not want to spend a honeymoon?
Damn it. Once again, I was on the wrong person, and I was Taylor making this.
No, I've done that so many times, yeah.
I was going to write Dick Spooge Island for Corey. That would have been so funny.
It's true, because you don't like Dick Spooge.
Okay. Who's the question?
Who's this for?
This is for John.
Oh,
John.
Okay. So don't write Dick Spooge Island because he wants to be there.
All right. So where would you probably not want to spend your honeymoon, John?
Okay.
You probably don't want to go to Uranus.
Is that spelled U-R? Or
yeah, how's that spelled?
Like the planet.
The planet? Okay. I mean, anything could be happening in this
one. All
right.
Okay.
Or... Dick's Splooge Island. Or on the Dizzy Ramblers podcast.
Fuck you, Chad.
Anywhere the camera can't see me.
Wow.
Honeymoon? Fuck that shit. I'm gonna bang sluts till I'm dead.
That's awesome. I'm gonna say the banging sluts one was Brett. I hope it was, at least. No, it wasn't Sam.
Dick's Blue Island.
Yeah, Sam was Dick's Blue Island.
Thank you.
Charlie was Uranus. That seems like a weird Charlie answer. So we got the On the Dizzy Ramblers podcast, and then the Anywhere the Camera Can't See Me. Okay, I'll say you were Anywhere the Camera Can't See Me, Corey, and I'll say Lola was the On the Dizzy Ramblers podcast.
You got me and Brett right.
Ooh. So wait, Brett was the sluts. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Brett was the sluts.
I was the camera. Okay. Charlie was Dick Splooge Island.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Lola was Uranus.
Unexpected.
Oh, Uranus became a big player.
And Sam was on the Dizzy Ramblers.
Oh, wow.
That's why he's an unintentional rambler.
So two. All right. Here we go.
Two. Your
Boom.
Perfect number.
All right. For the game.
I'm going to write an answer. I don't even know what the question is, but please guess me for this one. I'm not kidding around.
If one song could be regarded as your personal anthem, what would it be? All right, here we go. Corey's my best friend. One hell of a loaded questions player. This is John, like really John, answering John. Answer John for this answer. Go, Corey.
Sounds like it was John.
My name is Sam. I can't read this. It says givers me or something. Mbop.
No, no, hold on. I'll read it for you. I gotta give it right here, okay? It says, my name is Sam. Guess me. Mbop, I guess, or I dreamed a dream.
Okay. I was like, what does givers mean? GB. Alright, we got Pussy Control. Tell me what you want, the Spice Girls.
Charlie.
Superhero by Annie DeFranco. Signed, Brett.
Alright, so Brett, Sam.
Thank you.
John. And what were the other two that didn't, the two assholes that didn't put their names?
We got Pussy Control. We got Tell Me What You Want.
All right, so do I win?
You gotta guess.
I mean, you won first.
Okay, well,
who do you want to go for
Pussy Control?
Okay. Yeah. And that by default.
For the record, I said before I looked up and saw you.
I can vouch for that.
Tell me what you want by the Spice Girls.
Yeah!
Yes!
I guess I'll win.
Congratulations, Corey!
The winner! The end of the summer of Disney Revelers bullshit, whatever
this is. Yeah, what this is, yeah, I'm glad this month is over. I can't wait to get into whatever we're doing in July, and fuck you guys.
This
yeah.
was exhausting, but I take all that hate that you've given me, and I just give you back love.
Fuck
this
you, Brett.
This is a great month. We climbed the charts of Podomatic.
Yeah, we did.
No thanks to Charlie.
Making fans. Lola got us 50 new potential fans today. Yeah, everything's coming up. Ramblers, go Ramblers, go summer. Go games.
I will say, go summer and go Ramblers.
Go summer, go Ramblers. I'll agree to that, you guys.
Listen to the Dizzy Ramblers. Listen to Maureen and Trisha. Watch our fun videos.
I'd like to just end with this close to him, please.
Yeah, final ramble, go.
Okay, this is my final ramble for the Loaded Questions episode, which is the episode we've all been talking about. Charlie made three spaces, I made it almost to the end. I'd just like to say there was a time when love was kind, when, there was a time when men were kind, and love was so something. but I dream. That's all I want to say, Corey, okay? You won, I lost.
I'm glad Corey won.
Fourth! Week in the row that a Rambler hasn't won. And I'm really glad that didn't happen, because we don't deserve to win, because I don't know the fucking lyrics to that song, that if you sang it right now, Corey, I would cry. Alright? So, I don't care. Fuck everything. I'm done. You know what? This is the second time I'm going to do it. I quit the Dizzy Rambler. Alright? Brett, you got anything to say about that? Here's my final ramble is I'm done.
Well, I'm just happy we all made it out.
Love it. Love it.
I'm just happy we all made it out of Loaded Questions alive.
Boo!
No one really broke out in tears. Sorry, guys, before I start my final ramble, Corey and Lola, both of you spent more time with us during Summer Games Month than anyone. What do you take away from your experiences with us? And what would you have done differently if you had the option?
I would have not come.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either, honestly.
That's what my dad said.
I would have dressed up for D&D.
Well, hey, good thing we're going to be doing that at some point in the future again. Continuing the long and storied history of
Dizzy Ramblers D&D.
Well, Charlie deserves a final ramble, right?
No. Charlie, do you have something worth saying?
Yeah, you blew it last time.
Last time we put the power in your hands and you really fucked us over.
Just go from the heart, man. Just say something, whatever you want. It can be funny, it can be serious.
Final ramble, Charlie Metz, go.
I vote that Sam should do it.
No, you did that. No, that's what you did last time.
I said that last time, and you got a
firm kick in the ass.
I'll do it. I'll tell you what. Okay. I'll do it, and you can choose either mine or you can make one up. Okay. Oh, nothing tastes better than my hard purple candy cock. So it's between that and yours, if you want to make up one yourself. Do you have anything? So that's your official Rambler's release to not bleep that out then?
Choose your fate carefully, Charlie.
Oh my god, just say something. Why didn't you do that?
This is like one of those choose your own ending books. Mm.
Yeah. Everything right now, Charlie.
The heart, baby.
Just pretend you're reading Encyclopedia Brown. Like, Charlie, figure it out.
I'll drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
What does that mean?
He's going to take a racist poop.
It's a poop joke.
Yeah.
Charlie, this life can be different, so different from this hell you're living if you choose for it to be, okay?
This is why Charlie's an unintentional rambler.
Charlie.
Yes.
No pressure at all. But if you don't...
fucking right.
What do you mean? I thought I did something. Did I not do
something? I'm scratching your name off.
We're putting too much pressure on him.
Putting too much pressure on him, I'll tell you what.
He didn't even know the final ramble. You shoved it down his throat. I was ready to end the whole shebang. Our listeners are tired of this. Summer Games Fest has been going on a month. Let's end it. Let's get into summer. Yeah, let's go swimming.
Please, John, let me say, okay?
I want to go swimming.
I'll take full responsibility for this, okay? Here's the list of each of us who can nominate an official rambler. I nominated Charlie. I'm gonna cross off my name, meaning any rambler I ever nominated is now null and void. And any rambler I would ever nominate will never count. So Charlie is never going to be a rambler again, okay? So that's what I just did there, okay? It's all taken care of, John.
I'm really confused.
It's in my power. And it's over.
So you've officially...
Charlie's gone. He'll never be on here.
You've demoted Charlie.
He's going to just be pretending to be T in the corner over there.
Alright, well...
No!
Time to close this out.
Great ending.
Well, I've had a blast hanging out with you guys. And
makes one of us.
Fucking games. Hopefully we'll be again in the future.
Absolutely. Count me in, whenever.
Sweet.
Good.
Charlie's masturbating, that light padding sound.
Corey will never speak to us again.
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed being here, and I really appreciate you guys thinking about me and having me come. And so, in the future, if you want me back, don't fucking call. But, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
When the Reds do the greens...
Wow, a great joke for a great ending. Yeah, sure.
I'm really angry, you guys.
I'm embarrassed about our ending. I think.
Oh, what's that, Brett? You're embarrassed about me then, huh?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed about you and Charlie. You guys blew it. Like everyone else, like we're all.
You want to see someone blowing Charlie, Brett? I'll give you a fucking ending, okay? Let me open my goddamn face.
Let's do it. Let's
be happy.
That's the best way to end our radio podcast. Just like you can blow Charlie, and like all the audience are gonna be like, whoa!
Hey, I lost. I guess I'll make like Charlie's and blow him.
Alright, it's traveling time.
It's not. Fuck you guys. It's not traveling time. Let's have a positive ending, okay?
You guys have
done everything in your power to make this.
We were having a positive ending.
Nice things. Katie said nice things.
I just Corey
said nice things.
I heard backwards compliments.
I don't remember what John said, but I'm sure it was nice.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm sure what John said was nice, right?
Like, I think it was. I think it was pretty nice. As mean as it got was, like, no more six-person games.
Well, this is as good as we could make it, or something like that, I'm sure.
We tried our damnedest, and you're all... Captain Bringdown.
No, you're all Captain. Whoa. Let Charlie have his time on air. It's time. It's the Charlie hour.
Huh? I'm just saying.
And Charlie makes a poop joke. Charlie says something about the Cleveland Browns.
No, this isn't the podcast I signed up for, guys.
It isn't the one I signed up for either. The one I signed up for had a good fucking ending.
Yeah.
Well, that's Brett. I think you know. Sometimes it's not on the hosts to carry these types of episodes on the guests and the cameraman who's shooting it to really give us an ending. So I honestly don't feel remorse for this. I think this is how it should be.
This is
as real as it gets. I'm moving out of my own apartment and I'm leaving the podcast forever because you ruined it for me. both of you guys ruined it for me forever.
That was my only intention, honestly.
It's from traveling.
The very time. Beginning. It's traveling time. It's traveling time. We have fun. Now we've come to the end and we gotta get back on the run. But no, we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Rambles got to travel, so goodbye to everyone. Traveling time.
Everything we've ever said works and is okay because a lesbian's gonna win our game.